dream, you are falling, lost in the listening distance as dark locks in. Nightfall.
Good evening. Listeners who are worried about how they're going to pay this month's bills may wish to excuse themselves from tonight's program. But by the time it's over, they may learn something about consequences. The play by John Richard Wright is called The Debt.
Leave me alone!
Come on! Cry it out! But why did you have to go and cause a ruckus tonight, Montague? Tomorrow's your release day, and you have to spend your last night in solitary confinement.
No! I'm not going anywhere tomorrow. I don't want to be released.
Oh, you're being released, my boy. Now, make no mistake. This is your last night in prison. Now, get out of there!
Hey, where's the light?
Busted by the previous tenant. Sleep tight.
Hey, where are you going? Guard, what about my light? It's pitch black in here.
Shut up and enjoy your last night, Montague.
No, I'm not leaving. You hear me? Damn you, I'm not leaving.
Now you go to sleep before I come in there and put you to sleep.
Guard, don't leave me alone in the dark, please.
You're crazy, Montague.
You think I'm a little funny in the head, that's what you think? Because I don't want to be released. You think I love this lousy stinking hole?
No, I'm sure you don't.
Well, I'll tell you something that'll tickle your ribs. I begged to be put in prison. Yeah, I begged.
All because of stupid accident. A harmless prank. We were just having some fun. I didn't mean for anyone to get hurt. None of us did. But then, things went wrong.
You keep up. Now get Ricky Lee to move it.
Yeah. It's not his last mile. We hope.
I can't go much faster. It's my asthma. Where are we? Well, why do I have to wear this blindfold?
Good evening and welcome to the clear.
Leave him alone, Fairfax. Just watch your step, Lee.
I don't know if I want to go through with this, guys.
Look, you want to join the fraternity or not? We don't have all night.
Hey, listen, Blackhurst. Yeah, I want to join, but what kind of crazy initiation is this?
Let me tell him, Blackhurst. It's simple, Ricky Lee. Secret fraternity, secret and very special initiation rite. It's a test of faith in your future frat brothers. We're going to tie you up and lie you down on some railroad tracks. So you stay there no matter what happens. Understand?
Shouldn't we tell him there isn't any real danger?
Don't be stupid, Montague. It wouldn't be a test then, would it?
If you move, then you flunk. No frat.
Hey, can I take the blindfold off?
No, blindfold stays on.
It's time. You got the rope, Montague?
Yeah, right here.
Give me your hands, Lee. No, behind your back. Now hurry up, Montague. And then you can go and take him up to the tracks. We'll hold the flashlight for you so you can see your way.
Ricky Lee, nice and cozy up there?
Yeah, but it's dark as hell. Where's Blackhurst?
Answering the call of nature. He took the flashlight with him. Let's move back a bit.
No. Let's stay at the bottom of the grade here. His asthma's really acting up.
Montague soft on the widow boy.
Get out of here.
Think he knows he's lying on a spur line and that it's never used?
How can he with the blindfold on? He can't see the spur line or the main line tracks.
What are they, about 15 feet apart?
Yeah. But with that noise and vibration, he'll think it's going to roll right over him.
Now we'll see if he has the guts to stay there. Here it comes.
Hey, wait a minute.
What?
Look where the headlight is. It's running on the spur.
You're crazy.
Look at the headlight. It's on the spur. Come on.
God. Lee, get out of there. Get out of there.
We've got to save him. Lee, get up.
Help me.
Hurry.
I can't move. I got it.
Okay, Lee. Are you all right?
I think so. Just let me lie here a minute. Catch my breath.
That was a close one. I'd say you passed initiation test. Wouldn't you, Montague?
What's going on? What happened?
Oh, Blackhurst, you should have been here. The train was running on the spur. Montague, it barely pulled Ricky Lee off the tracks in time.
No way. It never runs on the spur.
Well, tonight it did.
You all right now, Lee?
Yes. I'm so cold.
Montague, shine a light on Ricky Lee.
My God.
Oh, no. I'm in all this. His legs. Where are his legs? Dear God, where are his legs? They're the tracks. They're on the tracks. Somebody get them. We've got to get them. Oh, my God. Look at him.
You fools. You put him on the wrong track.
We didn't. He was on the spur. Oh, Lord, what have we done? What are we going to do?
Help me. Help me. That hurts. Please do something.
A tourniquet.
Please.
We've got to get tourniquets on his legs. Hurry. He's bleeding too badly.
Damn you, Booth. Help me.
Fairfax, give me your belt.
Never mind. He's useless. Fairfax. Here, take mine.
Cold. Can't see.
Put yours on his other stump. I'll do this one. Tighten it harder, damn you.
Oh, my God. It still won't stop.
Fairfax, get over here. I'll break your neck.
I can't see. Oh, why can't I see?
I can't look at him. Oh, I'm going to be sick.
You'll be a hell of a lot sicker if you don't help us. Now, lay him down flat. We've got to get his stumps higher than his heart.
Oh, Ricky Lee, don't die. Please, just hang on. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to hurt you.
It was your fault, Blackhurst. This was all your...
Shut up.
Look, the blood. It's slowing down. The tourniquets are working.
Take it easy, Montague.
He's going to be okay. But we've got to get his legs. Maybe they can, you know, sew them back on.
Get it. Look at him. He's dead.
That ought to do it. You sure no one saw you get these shovels, Montague?
No, nobody saw me. Look, this is wrong. We just can't dig a pit and throw him in.
We already have. Look, Montague, he was dead, finished, kaput. Not even the devil could have saved him.
It was an accident. We have to get the police.
Police? Look. We took Ricky Lee, tied him up, and stuck him in front of a locomotive that sliced off his legs like a piece of salami. Now, that's no accident, my friend. That's murder. And the going rate for murder these days is 25 years in the penitentiary. You still want to go to the cops?
I guess not.
Bloody right you don't. Now, I'm sorry, really sorry, but we got to look after our own skin.
Don't you have any feelings?
You want me to say something over the grave, Montague? I'll say something over the grave. Lots of luck in the next world, Ricky Lee. You sure didn't have much in this one.
You owe me, Montague.
And then one night...
Huh? Oh. Hold your horses. Yeah? Hello?
Montague.
Who is it?
You owe me a debt. And I've come to collect.
You're crazy. I don't owe anybody anything. Now, who is this?
I said a prayer over the grave, but Blackhurst just tore apart the cross that Fairfax had roped together and made us swear an oath we would never tell anyone about Ricky Lee, and we didn't. Fairfax and I dropped out of university within a few months of each other, but not Blackhurst. He finished. We all stayed in town, though, probably to keep an eye on one another. My father died, so I took over the farm. Fairfax managed to buy into a hardware franchise in Blackhurst. Well, he took a job at the local bank and was loans manager within a year. One thing Fairfax and I both knew, we could always count on Blackhurst for a loan. Things went pretty well for a couple of years. And then I started having those dreams. Every night, the same dream. Ricky Lee on the tracks, the train roaring towards us, and me grabbing him by the arms. I look down, and I'm holding on to the torn, bloody stumps of his legs, and he looks up at me right in the eye, and he says,
"Hello, Fairfax."
"Morning, Montague. What can I do for you?"
"I need to talk to you. Someplace private."
"Oh. All right. I'm going to the back room. Come on."
"I don't like your sense of humor, Fairfax. I don't like it at all."
"Hey, now, wait a minute. What are you talking about?"
"You know what I'm talking about, that telephone call last night."
"I never made any telephone calls."
"Hey, what are you doing? Go on, hey."
"Don't play games with me, Fairfax. It must have been you. Blackhurst doesn't go in for that kind of nonsense. And no one else knows about Ricky Lee."
"What? Montague? I never called you last night. I swear it."
"Well, somebody called me last night claiming to be Ricky Lee. Said it was time to pay for what happened. If it wasn't you, then it must have been Blackhurst. I'm going to go find out what he's playing at. And you're coming with me."
"Morning, gentlemen." "Now, that's all, Mrs. Beaton. Thank you." "What is it? Another loan?"
"Did you call me last night, Blackhurst?"
"No. Why would I call you?"
"And pretend to be Ricky Lee?"
"What?"
"Someone called him last night and said it was time to pay for what we'd done."
"Did either of you ever mention what happened to Ricky Lee? To anyone? Anyone at all?"
I didn't. I'd never do it. Never."
"Shut up, Fairfax. What about you, Montague? Anyone?"
"Of course not. I don't feel like facing a murder rap."
"What did this guy say, exactly?"
"He said I owed him a debt, and it was time to pay up. He must have been near some railroad tracks, because the next thing I heard was a train and a scream."
"Oh, my God. They know. They know. This was all your idea, Blackhurst. We never..."
"Shut up!
I'm getting out of here.
Yeah, no, you don't. Just sit down.
Shut up and let me think.
Now, there's two possibilities. One, that it's someone playing a prank and they hit pretty close to the mark, unintentionally. Or the body's been found and somehow they've linked it to us.
Storm. Let's go back, Blackhurst.
We've got to know if Ricky Lee's body was found, Fairfax, so stop your whining and keep the light steady.
Isn't that the tree?
Yeah, and here's the boulder. It should be right under here. Let's get to work.
Shouldn't we have hit something by now?
Yeah, you're right. Hold it. No use fooling ourselves. We didn't bury him this deep. Maybe we should have put a stake through his heart.
Look over there, by the tree.
What?
There was someone over there a moment ago.
Get down. Put out that light, Fairfax. I don't see anything. You, Montague?
No.
Give me the light. I'll go have a look.
I swear it, Montague. I saw him. He was just over there watching us.
Well, he's not there now. What's Blackhurst looking at?
What is it?
Come on, Fairfax.
Did you see him?
No.
What did you find?
Take a look. At the base of the tree. Where the light is shining.
It's blood.
Touch it.
Oh, my God. It's still warm.
Talking about?
Get over here to my house. I'll be in the den, but I'll leave the side door open. For God's sake, hurry!
Blackhurst? Are you there?
What the? Blackhurst, where are you? It's like ink in here. Where are the lights? Blackhurst! Blackhurst! My God, you're white as a ghost. Why are you sitting at your desk in the dark? Blackhurst! Oh, dear God. Your legs! He's back! Cold. Who did this to you?
My leg. Ricky Lee.
Ricky Lee? Are you telling me Ricky Lee's alive?
No, he's back.
Blackhurst. Get off the line. I need an ambulance.
Montague. You can't help Blackhurst.
Who is this?
I'm with a friend. He wants to speak to you.
Help me. Help
Montague. It says it'll kill me unless you come over. Please, Montague. Please.
Fairfax, who is it? Who's there?
Ricky Lee.
Ricky Lee is dead and buried. It's some maniac. Do you hear it? It's some maniac. Hello? Hello? Fairfax! There has to be a madman. Ricky Lee is dead. I know. I helped bury him. We shoveled 6 feet of dirt over his face so he couldn't be alive. There's a maniac loose. He murdered Blackhurst, and now he's with Fairfax. Maybe he found out about Ricky Lee. Maybe Fairfax lied. Maybe he did tell someone, and now he's trying to drive me crazy. Well, there's no way I'm going to wind up like Blackhurst, butchered by a maniac. Not while I have my 12-gauge right here beside me. There it is. There's a crowd in front of the house. Police cars. There's an ambulance. What's going on?
Excuse me. Get him through, please. Get out of my way.
I don't know.
What happened? Will someone tell me what happened?
I don't know, mister. Looks like some jerk took a swan dive off the top floor.
Do you know who it was?
No, I just got here. But he's over there under that tarp.
Officer!
Excuse me, sir. I can't talk right now.
Wait a minute. Who is it?
Well, the guy's name's George Fairfax.
What? Can I have a look at him? I mean, are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure. You don't want to look at him, sir. Don't look at him. Bust right open when he hit. He's a bloody mess.
Do you know what happened?
Nah, not yet. Called in the chief. He's still upstairs. Hey, come on, you guys. Get back, huh? Come on, get back. I have to go now, sir. We're still looking for the rest of them.
The rest of them?
Yeah. Well, you talk about strange. We can't find his legs.
Oh, no. I've got to get out of here. Hey, you. What are you doing in my truck? Get out of my... Oh, my God. Ricky Lee. No. No. I gotta get away. I gotta get help. They gotta help me. Protect me. Officer, help me.
What is it? What's the matter?
It's true. He's back. He's in my truck. Ricky Lee's in my truck. He's gonna kill me.
What are you talking about? I can see your truck from here. There's nobody anywhere near it.
You gotta believe me. We didn't mean to kill him. It was an accident. It was on the wrong track, don't you understand? You gotta protect me. We didn't mean to kill him.
Okay, now take it easy. You just calm down. Now, you didn't mean to kill who?
Ricky Lee. We all did. Blackhurst and Fairfax, and he came back. We owed him a debt. We killed him, and now he's come back to collect. Oh, my God. Help me. You've got to protect me, please. So I'll do anything you want. Just keep it away.
Okay. Chief. Hey, Chief, over here.
Keep it
come
away.
Come on. That's okay. We'll take care of you. Come on, settle down. We'll take care of you. You're okay now. Come on, settle down.
And that's why I'm here in prison. They gave me 7 years for manslaughter. They didn't believe my story about Ricky Lee coming back, of course. Said they found his skeleton right where we buried him. Said it was all in my mind. But they couldn't explain Blackhurst or Fairfax. Tried to pin their deaths on me. But I know Ricky Lee is out there somewhere, watching, waiting for me. I can never leave here. Never. I wouldn't last a day, not an hour. I'm not leaving this prison ever. We never meant to harm the kid. I liked him, for God's sake. It was just a freak accident. We were all sick to our stomachs about it. I mean, we were sorry. Wasn't that enough? I need a cigarette. Now, where the hell did I put it? Oh, yeah. I smuggled it in under my collar. Here it is. Damn. No matches.
Will this do?
You're dead. It can't be. No, you're dead. We buried you. Stay away from me.
You're right, Montague. I am dead. But your debt is not paid until I close the books.
Stay away from me.
I'll take them.
I've just heard The Debt by John Richard Wright. Featured in tonight's cast was Blair Haynes as Montague, with Greg Rogers as Blackhurst, James Forsythe as Fairfax, and Larry Reese as Ricky Lee. You also heard Stephen Walsh as the prison guard and Graham McPherson as the police officer. Sound recording was by Al Lambden, with sound effects by Dean Purvis. The production assistant was Constance Buer, and the script editor was Richard Hornblass. The Debt was produced and directed at CBC Edmonton by Laurie Seligman. The executive producer of Nightfall is Bill Howell. And now, here is a final word from your host.
Hello again. Next week on Nightfall, we have something quite extraordinary for you. A new play based on a song by Stan Rogers. Its central theme, conscience.
Sure thing, Jenny. Ken, can we have...
But young Clary came in as drunk and wild as sin, and swore the wife would leave the place with him.
Well, well. If it isn't the yellow conscience. And he's with my girl.
Pat, Clary, you're drunk.
This is ladies and escorts only, Pat. You know that. I'll get across with you to the men's beverage room. Now, go on.
I have so got a lady. I've got Jenny. She may not have come here with me, but by God, she's mine and she's going to leave with me.
Harris and the Mayor, an especially commissioned play by John Douglas to feature singer-songwriter Stan Rogers and starring Hugh Webster and Frank Perry. Radio with a melodious sense of dread. That's next week on Nightfall. Until then, careful of the edge.